We're here at the media reception for the National Pork Producers World Pork Expo, and I had a chance to sit down with Cindy Cunningham, the spokesperson for the Pork Checkoff. Cindy, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, it's great to be here. You know, there's so much excitement getting ready for World Pork Expo, and it starts tomorrow morning, and there's so much information, so many activities for pork producers at the 2010 World Pork Expo.
I know the Pork Checkoff, obviously a big exhibitor at the Pork Expo. Makes sense. Tell us some of the highlights that you're going to want people to see when they come out.
Well, the Pork Checkoff this year is sponsoring a hospitality tent. We'd sure love to have all our producers stop by and try some bacon ice cream and some maple-glazed bacon donuts. What better way to celebrate an industry, right? But there's also a lot of information and education that we have going on at this year's World Pork Expo. We have Pork Academy, which stands for Producers Opportunity for Revenue and Knowledge. And Pork Academy really is a seminar session that covers everything from manure management to nutrition to some of the hard-hitting issues right now with marketing and economics, as well as some of the other information that has been developed through research over the last year. And it's really designed so that pork producers can get this information, take it home, and put it into practice in their own operations.
What are the key points, I think, that you would like some of the producers to walk away with from Pork Expo?
Well, one of the most important things that we're doing at this year's World Pork Expo is to celebrate. Our pork producers have stepped to the plate and are participating in the Pork Quality Assurance Program, and it is such a great milestone for us. We have nearly 50,000 pork producers who have been certified through the Pork Quality Assurance Program, and we want to celebrate that success. That means these producers have gone through education programs to do the right thing when it comes to animal care, to do the right thing when it comes to food safety, and provide consumers with a safe, wholesome food supply.
It's really kind of a, for lack of a better phrase, kind of a good housekeeping seal of approval, isn't it, on the pork that our consumers are going to have.
It is totally designed to assure the consumers of that safe, wholesome product and make sure that producers have access to the latest information and they're using that to raise their pigs.
What kind of turnout do you expect to see at this year's World Pork Expo?
Oh, every year at World Pork Expo, we have such great folks that come in and learn so much and have some fun. This year, I'm not sure what we're looking for total numbers, but what it's really all about is pork producers who can come out and celebrate the industry, but also can get access to that great information and knowledge and take it home and be able to utilize it then in their own operations as they feed the world.
Obviously, pork producers aren't immune from all the trials and tribulations of the economy. Do you hope that maybe they'll be able to come to an event like this, make the investment to be able to come here, their time, their money to be able to come to Des Moines, and walk away with a more efficient operation?
You bet. That's really what it's designed to do. We have a trade show that will have the latest and greatest technology and production equipment, whether it's genetics or nutrition information or housing equipment or just any kind of equipment and things that producers need on their operations that they can stroll through and kick the tires, so to speak, if you want to. It is really just a time to talk to other pork producers, find out what's going on in the industry, and really take information home to their own operations. It's a great opportunity to find out more about the U.S. pork industry.
Cindy, some great information. Anything else you'd want our audience to know about what you guys will be doing over the next few days here in Des Moines?
Well, I think the most important thing to understand is that as much information and knowledge as there is here at World Pork Expo, it's also a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity to meet producers from across the country. We'll also have international pork producers here sharing their expertise and as much as anything, taking back information to their home countries. But we would invite everybody to come out to the Iowa State Fairgrounds for the next 3 days and just have some fun. That's what we need in our industry, some good information as well as some fun.
Cindy Cunningham with the Pork Checkoff. Thanks for talking to us again.
It's great to be here. And again, everybody come on out to Expo.